I'm Bill Robbins, News Radio 610 WIOD. Our top stories. A man who shot and killed a robber who tried to break into his home is in hot water with the law after Hialeah police discover what they say is a grow house inside. Michael Mora is now charged with cannabis cultivation and trafficking. Some neighbors knew about the operation, some didn't.
I mean, this is a pretty safe neighborhood. I didn't even know that they were doing anything over there. Like, this is the first I've heard of any drugs or anything of this nature.
Cops say the suspects knew about it and intended to steal the cash and the drugs. One suspect is dead. Three others are still on the loose. Anyone with information is asked to call the Hialeah Police or Miami-Dade Crime Stoppers. An ATV rider killed in a crash that shut down several lanes of the Palmetto in Hialeah. FHP says that a group of ATVs was riding in the southbound lanes near 103rd Street when one lost control. That rider was thrown and died at the scene. Law enforcement has been warning motorcyclists and ATV riders all weekend to be careful, as many of them plan to take to the streets for the MLK rideout. Democrats across the country trying to save the Affordable Care Act after Republicans made the first steps in Congress to repeal the law known as Obamacare. In Warren, Michigan, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York spoke to a large crowd who agreed that the law needs to stay.
It would cause chaos, not affordable care. What do we want? Chaos or care? What do we want? Do you want to go back to chaos? Let me hear you.
Labor unions were a strong presence at the rally, with people carrying signs such as Save Our Healthcare and Michigan Stands. And not all Democrats agree with Georgia Congressman John Lewis's decision to boycott the Donald Trump presidential inauguration on CBS Face the Nation. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin tells fellow Democrats that they need to reach across the aisle and work together.
They're willing to cross over in the aisle. They're willing to cross over and meet me halfway. I'm definitely going to cross over and try to meet with them to find a pathway forward. That'll be my job.
Manchin says the Georgia Congressman's inauguration boycott was uncalled for.
I just wish that rhetoric would tone down from both back and forth. The bottom line is, if we're concerned about the Russians and we know the Russians want to be involved, then he will succeed if he sees this bickering going back and forth.
He says the boycott shows foreign leaders like Russian President Vladimir Putin that America is weak. FedEx made history today. It's becoming the first all-cargo airplane to provide scheduled flights from the U.S. to Cuba. Those flights will leave Miami for the island Monday through Friday, this just days after President Obama announced the ending of the wet-foot, dry-foot policy. The crowd-pleasing NASA drama Hidden Figures tops the box office for the second straight week. Estimates show the tale about African-American mathematicians in the 1960s space race raked in $20.5 million so far this weekend. Ben Affleck's period crime thriller Live by Night earned $5.4 million. Martin Scorsese's Christian epic Silence took in just $1.9 million. More news at the bottom of the hour. I'm Bill Robbins, News Radio 610 WIOD.